Would you call the roll, please, Stacy?
Karen Bounds.
Here.
Loretta Broomfield.
Here.
Ann Chandler. There she is.
Sorry, here.
Kim Dykstra.
Here.
Matt Ryder.
Here.
Sarah Hill.
Here.
Ryan Johnson.
Here.
Christy Lear.
Here.
Linda McDonald.
Here.
Emily Pickell.
Here.
Josh Short. I know he's around here somewhere.
Here.
Michael Treese.
Here.
Kristen.
Here.
Thank you. All right. Let me get the rest of our people here. Leslie Bednar.
Here.
Colleen Detmeyer.
Here.
Rhonda Jonathy. Here. John Kirchner.
Here.
Matt Paskey. Troy Brown.
Here.
Ellen Poppett.
Here.
Jennifer Baugh.
Here.
Jace Cook.
Here.
Kate Kite. Rachel Posis. Casey Parr.
Here.
Cam Thomas.
Here.
Jill Trevino.
Here.
And I believe that's it. Thank you. And I'm Stacey Beauchamp, AHL.
Okay, do we have any extra people out at the hubs that need to check in? Hearing none. To move on to Open Meetings Act update, that would be attachment 3.1. This would require a motion and a roll call vote. Following the question raised regarding the draft minutes at the July 23rd meeting, the staff met with Phil Lanzini. Oh, there's Greg. Attachment 3.1 is a reflection of his guidance and feedback from the executive committee. Greg, do you have anything to share on that?
Nothing. I mean, we would concur with what the discussion that the executive committee had this minutes prior to some changes that were made were reviewed with the SOS legal counsel as well. So we appreciate the executive committee's work on this.
Okay, thank you. Leslie, do you have anything you want to add?
Not at this time, no. Thank you.
Okay. This is an action item, so we need a motion and a second and a roll call vote to accept this. Do we have a motion to accept the Open Meetings Act update?
I'll make that motion, Matt Ryder.
Okay. Matt made a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second. This is Ann.
I think I heard about three people.
Whichever Sarah, you choose.
Sarah, did you second?
No, I did not.
Okay, well, you're the one person that...
Say your name before.
Did you?
I seconded.
We have Matt.
Ann Chandler seconded. That's who I heard. Okay, Ann. Yes. Could you do the roll call? Yes.
Yes.
Ann Chandler.
Yes.
Kim Dykstra.
Yes.
Matt Ryder.
Yes.
Sarah Hill.
Yes.
Johnson.
Yes.
Christy Lear.
Yes.
Linda McDonald.
Yeah.
Emily Pickell.
Yes.
Josh Short.
Yes.
Michael Treese.
Yes.
Christy Walker.
Yes.
Thank you.
Motion carried. Thank you. Moving on to attachment 4.1. This requires a motion and roll call vote. These are the modified June 25th meeting minutes that reflect the feedback from Phil Lenzini. So would someone make a motion to approve the minutes, please? The modified minutes.
This is Sarah. I'll make that motion.
Thank you. I heard you that time. Do we have a second?
Linda McDonald, second.
Linda, thank you. Roll call, please, Stacey.
Aaron Bounds?
Yes.
Field?
Yes.
Ann Chandler?
Yes.
Tim Dykstra?
Yes.
Heck Ryder?
Since I was not on the board for the June 25th meeting, am I allowed to vote on this motion?
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Sarah Hill?
Yes.
Brian Johnson?
Yes.
Christy Lear?
Yes.
Linda McDonald?
Yes.
Emily Piquel?
Yes.
Josh Short? Josh? Michael Treese?
Yes.
Christy Walker? Yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. Moving on to the approval of the modified July 10th, 2024 meeting minutes. This also requires motion and roll call vote. These also follow Phil Lenzini's feedback. So we have a motion to approve the modified July 10, 2024 meeting minutes.
I motion. Kim Dykstra.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Piquel, second.
Say again.
Piquel, second.
Piquel. Got it.
Was that Emily?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that would be me.
Thank you. Care Bounds?
Yes.
Field?
Yes.
Ann Chandler?
Yes.
Kim Dykstra?
Yes.
Matt Ryder?
Yes.
Sarah Hill?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Christy Lear?
Yes.
Linda McDonald?
Yes.
Emily Piquel?
Yes.
Josh Short?
Yes.
Michael Treese?
Yes.
Walker, yes.
Motion carried, thank you. Now we move on to the approval, attachment 6.1, the approval of the July 23rd, 2024 meeting minutes. This requires a motion and roll call vote. Do we have a motion to approve July 23rd, 2024?
Meeting minutes.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Josh, I'll second.
Thank you, Josh. Okay, through the line again.
Aaron Bounds?
Yes.
Field?
Yes.
Ann Chandler?
Yes.
Kim Dykstra?
Yes.
Matt Ryder?
Yes.
Sarah Hill?
Yes.
Brian Johnson?
Yes.
Lee Lear?
Yes.
Linda McDonald?
Yes.
Emily Piquel?
Yes.
Josh Dort?
Yes.
Michael Treese?
Yes.
Christy Walker?
Yes.
Motion carried. Thank you. Moving on to number 7, IHLS department updates. That's attachment 7.1. This will require a motion and roll call vote. Leslie, do you want to speak?
Yes. Thank you, Karen. The staff activities presented in the department updates reflect July, which is the first month of this fiscal year. We have gotten feedback over the last couple of years that several board members would like to have smaller meeting packets when possible. So what I'm sharing with you, what we've shared with you is on the department updates that go to the executive committee each month. Hopefully that's a shorter amount of the shorter list of things to have to read and review before a meeting. And then our proposal is that quarterly we provide the full staff activity report. But it's up to all of you how you'd like to see that.
Any questions about the report?
Karen, this is Ryan. As someone who requested the shorter packets, I appreciate the new formatting.
Okay.
I will agree with Ryan on that. It's appreciated. It's easy to read and you get the gist of what's being done.
Thank you.
I also appreciated it for what it's worth. I know I'm a new member.
Okay, can I have a motion and a second? We need to vote on this to accept it.
This is Ryan, I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Ryan.
This is Michael.
This is Ann.
Okay, I heard Ann. So Ryan and Ann make the motion and the second. Stacy?
Karen Bounds?
Yes.
Rheta Broomfield?
Yes.
Ann Chandler?
Yes.
Kim Dykstra?
Yes.
Matt Greider?
Yes.
Sarah Hill?
Yes.
Ryan Johnson?
Yes.
Christy Lear?
Yes.
Linda McDonald?
Yes.
Emily Pickell?
Yes.
Josh Short?
Yes.
Michael Treat?
Yes.
Christy Walker?
Yes.
Thank you.
Motion carried. Thank you. Moving on to number 8. Acceptance of the July 2024 bills. That's attachment 8.1. This also requires motion and roll call.
This is Josh. I'll make that motion. So moved.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Matt will second it.
Thank you, Matt. Any comments? Hearing none, would you do the roll call again, Stacey?
Karen Bounds?
Yes.
Rheta Broomfield?
Yes.
Ann Chandler?
Yes.
Kim Dykstra?
Yes.
Matt Greider?
Yes.
Sarah Hill?
Yes.
Ryan Johnson?
Yes.
Christy Lear?
Yes.
Linda McDonald?
Yes.
Emily Pickell?
Yes.
Josh Short?
Yes.
Michael Treat?
Yes.
Christy Walker?
Yes.
Thank you.
Motion carried. Moving on to the July 2024 financial report, attachment 9.1. Rhonda, do you want to speak to this?
Sure. Good evening, everyone. I'll highlight some things that were on the narrative for the financial statement. The first is the FY 2025 grant status. We received written approval from the Illinois State Library on receiving approval for all special revenue grants, along with the system area emergency grant, all at the requested level. So we appreciate that very much to the Illinois State Library. For the July 2024 financial reports, those are for activities just through July 31st, 2024. So that column titled IHLS approved FY 2025 total budget remaining percentage on the statement of revenue and expenditures represents the remaining amount that should be for the rest of the fiscal year, which is 92% for all budget line items. So any items under those percentages are noted with what is included in that category at the bottom of the statement of revenue and expenditures. On those statements that highlight on the year-to-date actuals on the revenue are below year-to-date budget by 88.9%. That's because we have not received any grant funding, so we have little revenue there. And then the total expenses, the year-to-date actuals are below year-to-date budget by 19.3%. For share, the fees for services and materials in July, we billed out $1,593,031.11. That represents 93.5% of projected FY 2025 budget. And as of July 31st, we had collected 27.3% of that. On the total expenditure, the year-to-date actuals for share are below year-to-date budget by 20.2%. And then going on to the balance sheets under general fund, as of July 31st, the cash balance for general was $4,686,157.42. So you can see that general fund cash balance, as far as an estimated how long it will last us, which is down to 9 months, that's because it's based on the FY 2025 budget. And that includes, of course, the AMH. And then if the general has to carry us up, so far as general carrying the special revenue grants, it'll last 7.7 months. And share the cash and cash equivalents as of July 31st is totaling $2,507,465.93. Those are broken out into three categories. First is the reserve funds, and that balance is $1,086,725.42. The next is the committed funds for ebook purchases, and that is $40,079.38. And then we have our unrestricted, which is the operating cash, which is $1,380,661.13. So that unrestricted cash would support share operations for 7.5 months based on the FY 2025 budget currently. And on the highlight, one more thing on the statement of revenue and expenditures, that last column for FY 2024 is currently titled unaudited. So after it, the audit is complete next month and we have our entries in, we will have that titled audited, and the auditors will be here next month to present to all of you the audit results.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions for Rhonda? Hearing none. Now, we have this down as an action item. Did I understand that lady to tell us that we did not need to vote on this?
What I took from it, yeah.
So the audit is presented, the audited financials that are for year end.
Okay. All right. So we don't have to vote on this. Okay, we will not vote on this, but thank you for your report, Rhonda.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to the Freedom of Information Act update. Josh, I believe we have something.
Sure. Katie Westfall from Biblioteca LLC, a private corporation, requested all vendor proposal and pricing received for the RDP for providing automated material handling systems and related services. The request was completed in the time allowed.
Thank you. Moving on to public comment, we have none that I've been made aware of. Moving on to the Illinois State Library report, Greg.
Thank you. I think some of the detail I was going to share, Rhonda always already did with you, of course, the system area per capita grant approval and all of the grants for IHLS. That's good news for the system. We're now working on processing on a lot of grant documents, also getting payments issued so that more cash will be coming toward the system as well. So I'm sure that will be much appreciated. As part of that package, the office has awarded $27 million in library grants in total the last 2 weeks. And so we're processing a lot of paperwork for that and for literacy grants as well. So a lot of activity with grants in that respect. In addition, some of you may have seen in your local presses when the secretary made announcements of public library per capita equalization and new special technology initiative and some construction grants in May, a different mechanism for press releases was designed in recent weeks, and it's been getting a lot of interest across the state. So there were actually 55 market areas that were targeted, and so there's a lot of information about libraries that has been going out across the state and local news media. So we think that's good for local libraries, and it's also sharing, you know, what the office has done for the last few months in that respect. So, and libraries are now receiving, actually have been receiving those checks for those grants. So I think that was good news, and we'll see how this plays in the future with future press releases. So that's really all I have for now.
Thank you. Moving on to communication. Free People Read Freely, Literacy, Inclusion, and Democracy Symposium Update. Leslie?
Thank you, Karen. A handful of system staff were able to participate in the Free People Read Freely Symposium that was held last week at the University of Illinois. It featured keynote speeches from authors Tony Diaz of the organization El Libro Traficante, George M. Johnson, who's the author of the book All Boys Aren't Blue, and Clint Smith, who's the author of How the Word Is Passed, A Reckoning with the Slave History of Slavery Across America. There were several additional academic presentations as well that covered diverse subjects like female celebrity book clubs, undocumented authors, the Education Justice Project, which has to do with getting materials to incarcerated peoples, the racial politics of literacy, intellectual freedom advocacy. And then there was also a performance by a university theater group of quotes from banned books. The symposium was created as a response to book banning challenges that were happening actually a year ago. And it helped to center the focus on why intellectual freedom is a critical component of our American experiment. I just want to thank the board for approving a budget that does have room for us to attend these types of conferences, because as staff who, and all librarians who work with these issues on an ongoing basis, it was great just to get that foundational reminder if it was, and to be in a room with people who were like-minded and were attacking the issue of intellectual freedom from different, of support for intellectual freedom from different perspectives.
You're welcome. Moving on to 14, the staff report, attachment 14.1. This does require a vote. Anybody have any questions about the staff report?
I just had one quick one from what we were sent out. So for a salary change, then the new salary includes the 3% raise from last year plus the other part for the completion of the work that was done. Is that correct?
I believe that's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we would take a motion and a second to approve this. Do we have a motion to approve attachment 14.1? Did I hear Josh?
I'll second with congratulations to Rhonda for getting her master's degree. That's wonderful.
Who just spoke? Christy?
Christy Walker.
Thank you. Okay, Stacy?
Karen Bounds?
Yes.
Field?
Yes.
Ann Chandler?
Yes.
Kim Dykstra?
Yes.
Ryder?
Yes.
Sarah Hill?
Yes.
Ryan Johnson?
Yes.
Christy Lear?
Yes.
Linda McDonald?
Yes.
Emily Piquel?
Yes.
Josh Short?
Yes.
Michael Trees?
Yes.
Steve Walker?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion carried. Okay, we don't need B. Moving on to committee reports. The executive committee met in Effingham, and we managed to have a quorum there. We had a good meeting and heard from the budget and finance chair. The other committees did not meet. So that's all I have to say. Sarah, do you want to speak?
Yeah, our budget and finance meeting was short on Zoom this month, and You already saw the bills and financial reports that we moved to the board.
Thank you. And as I said, the rest of them did not meet this month. Moving on to partner reports. Ellen, Association of Illinois School Library Educators.
Sure. There was nothing earth-shatteringly new in the partnership meeting this month, but I'm happy to report on behalf of Leah Gregory and Jeanette Durecki that this group is starting a podcast that's going to be called Can't Shelve This. And they've recorded one already. They're on their second episode, and it will be available where you can access other podcasts very shortly, and they're really looking forward to it. That's all I have.
Thank you.
What was it called again?
Can't Shelve This.
Can't shelve this.
Yeah.
Okay, Ryan, do you have something from ILA?
Yeah, thank you, Karen. So annual conference is about 6 weeks away. Early bird registration wraps up on September 16th. This week, ILA has been working with representatives of Western Illinois University. If you've not heard, that university has decided to lay off all of its library faculty. So we are working with the affected employees there, as well as leadership from Carly and IACRL on putting out a joint statement. Our plan is to mobilize a call to action for alumni and other concerned parties so that we can forward to that board and that university president, expressing our collective dismay at that decision. So more to come on that. I will send a article to Stacy that she can forward to the rest of the group related to that if you want to read more in depth about it. I'm also working on forming a nominating committee. This committee will be in charge of coming up with a new slate of ILA board candidates, including vice president. So as you all work in various parts of the state in your individual ecosystems, if you have any all-stars, any standout performers, please keep an eye out for future emails when that committee will be looking for nominations so that we can consider those folks to hold office with ILA. And then lastly, the board will soon be looking at proposals put forward by the Public Policy Committee as we prioritize new initiatives for the coming year. Stay tuned in the next month or so as we'll have more updates on what those proposals are and how you can support them. Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you, Ryan. Moving on to unfinished business.
Sorry.
2020.
Sorry, Karen.
2024 IHLS strategic planning. Leslie, do you want to speak?
Yeah. Just an update. We are nearly at the end of the first phase of the strategic planning work with our team from the Alliance for Library Impact. That first stage is called LEARN. So this phase will end with a learning report that will be shared with the board and other stakeholders prior to the September 24th board retreat in Effingham. The report will synthesize the one-on-one interviews, library focus groups, and feedback from the all-member survey.
Thank you. Moving on to new business, 2025 member at large recommendation. My recommendation to fill the member at large position on the executive committee is Christy Walker. Welcome to the group, Christy.
Thank you.
Board committees, attachment 18.1. The list for the fiscal year 2025 board committees is included in your packet. I did my best to give everyone at least one of their preferred committee assignments and to have continuity on committees from last fiscal year. Also included is the most current charge for each committee. You may notice that the advocacy committee is not included in the bylaws, as the executive committee has to review the bylaws each year I hope the committee will provide us with direction for the committee to include with this year's review. Do you have any questions about the list that, that was sent to you?
Yes, Karen, this is Matt Greider. I think I was...
I can't hear you.
Selected as an OMA officer, and you still have Ryan. Oh.
We corrected that. Now? We corrected
okay.
that.
Okay.
Yeah. Any other questions?
This is Sarah. I thought at our executive group, we were going to meet on the third Monday at 4 instead of 3.
Yeah. That's what correct. We agreed to.
That's my mistake. This is Stacey. Yes. 4 o'clock is correct.
Okay.
We'll get that changed to 4 o'clock. Anything else? Okay, hearing nothing, we'll move on. Ethics Commission, attachment 8. Whoops, wait a minute. We need the motion and roll call on the board committees. Getting ahead of myself here. Do I have a motion to approve the board committees with the corrections?
I'll make the motion. This is Ann.
Thank you, Ann. Do we have a second?
Second, Matt Greider.
Thank you, Matt. Stacy, did you do the roll call?
Karen Bounds.
Yes.
Bill.
Yes.
Ann Chandler.
Yes.
Kim Dykstra.
Yes.
Greider.
Yes.
Sarah Hill.
Yes.
Ryan Johnson.
Yes.
Christy Lear.
Yes.
Yeah. Emily Piquel.
Yes.
Josh Short.
Yes.
Michael Treese.
Yes.
Christy Walker.
Yes.
Motion carried. Thank you. Now we'll move on to the Ethics Commission, attachment 18.2. This also requires a motion roll call. Leslie?
Hi again. So our ethics ordinance directs us to maintain a commission of board members with 1 or 2 year terms. We begin this fiscal year with all new members, as no members from the FY 2024 commission remain on our board. I know you've actually technically voted for this when you approved the committees, but it's okay if you want to vote again, just on this issue.
Well, since we've already voted on it, I see no point in doing that.
Sounds good to me.
I thought it might. Okay. IHLS Board Member Responsibilities, attachment 18.3. Leslie?
At last month's meeting, there was a request to about board member responsibilities regarding the executive director in terms of salary, our compensation. So we pulled together citations from the Illinois Library System Act statute and rule, the IHLS bylaws, and 2 other documents that have been developed by this board in the last several years. I hope these will provide for you a much better and more thorough understanding of your role on this board, and would like to throw this up for discussion.
Any questions or comments?
Just that it needs to be followed is all.
Anything further?
This is Sarah. I just appreciate having it all in one document. So we might need to change our board, like for our new board members, we might want to make sure this information is included all the time.
Right. Thank you. Any others? Hearing none, we'll move on. Fiscal year 2025 board mentors and mentees. Each year we pair up experienced board members with those new to the board in hopes that they will take advantage of having a mentor. We will send that information to you directly. It is not part of the meeting packet as personal phone numbers are included. Moving on, fiscal year 2025 board meetings. For 2025, we've added the Effingham Public Library as an additional location. Are there any other locations that would be more convenient for you in addition to the 3 hubs, the Illinois State Library, Brim Library in Mount Vernon, and Effingham Public Library? Okay, not hearing anything. We'll move on. Annual meeting. Leslie?
We have our annual meeting. It is set for October 22nd. That's a Tuesday. That's also the same day as a board meeting. So we generally have it a little bit before the board meeting proper. We are still working on the complete list of speakers, and we'll let you know when that is completed. And also our members will receive an invitation to this event. And if you've not been before, there's food and there's drinks and dessert. So there's three categories.
Where are we at this year?
Champagne.
Okay.
Any questions?
I did have a question. Did the joint board meeting fall through? I haven't heard anything about that lately.
Yeah, I can answer that for you, Sarah. When the last time we polled, and this is using new information from our new board members, both Rails and IHLS did not have a confirmed quorum that would be able to attend on any of those dates. Lots of people could attend dates, but they couldn't all attend the specific date, at least enough for us to be comfortable to task our staff with preparing presentations. So instead, the plan is that for our board members that are attending ILA, and some of Rails board members that are attending ILA, it will be a very small group, and we'll go out to dinner with them. There's no agenda for that meeting. It is just a get to know you event. We're being cautious of the Open Meetings Act so that we're not violating anything in the way that dinner invitation is structured. But there will be no, it's not intended to have a business discussion as we had intended with the joint meeting.
Okay, thank you. So I can remove it from my calendar.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, agenda building. What topics do you propose for our September 27th meeting? We will have the financial audit and the narrative that are part of the fiscal year 2024 report as well. And in light of how lengthy those usually are, that should be sufficient.
I think that's funny.
I'd like just a reminder that we have yet to set goals for our executive director, so maybe the executive committee can discuss those things.
Okay. Anything else? Anybody? All right, moving on. Public comment, still none. Announcements. I have a few reminders for you before we wrap up this meeting. More than a few, it looks like. Please register for the strategic planning session scheduled for September 24th at noon. It's an in-person meeting at the Effingham Public Library. We've not yet heard from six members. If you have not yet sent in your sexual harassment training certificate to Stacy, please do so as soon as you can. Number three, you will find all documents pertinent to the board on the board intranet. Please take advantage of this resource. Do we have any other announcements? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
You have it.
I thought I might.
I'll second that.
We don't have to anymore.
Oh, yep, that's right. We don't.
We do have to have the first one, but thank you very much. Appreciate your attendance. Appreciate your coming to the meeting prior to our meeting.
Thank you.
Meeting is adjourned.
Thank you. Night, everyone.